Welcome to this week's virtual drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege of Parshas Baloscha. And nestled in the middle of the parasha is a fascinating idea. The Torah says, this is in Parak Yud, Pasuk Tes, chapter 10, verse 9, V'chisavol milchama ba'artzichem al hatzar hatzorer eschem. When you will come to do battle in your land against an enemy who afflicts you, what should you do? V'harei osim bechatzotzros. You'll go ahead and literally sound the trumpets. Sound the chatzotzros. V'nizkartem lefnei Hashem elokeichem. You'll be remembered before Hashem your God. V'noshatem me'ayveichem. And ultimately, again, you will be saved. You will be delivered from your enemies. So at the most basic level, okay, not such a dramatic pasuk. Torah is teaching us about war. War, unfortunately, is an inevitable reality. When we have a homeland, when we have a land of our own, in Eretz Yisrael, by definition, there are always going to be those who challenge our claims and our rights. And unfortunately, war is a reality of our national existence. So the Torah tells us when you go to war, there's a process. There's a process for everything. There's a process for war. There's a process for peace. There's a process for waking up. There's a process for taking care of one's bodily needs. There's a process for conducting business. There's a process for intimacy. There's a process for everything. And as such, the Torah says, when you go out to war, here's what you do. Sound the trumpets. The trumpets, of course, could serve many different purposes. They could serve as a gathering call. But over here, you see that in the sounding of the trumpets, it's almost as if it's a call not only to war, but a call for prayer as well. Many of the Mefarshim understand this, that the sounding of the chatzotzros is there to be a rallying cry, to a recognition that our victory, we know the victories of Klal Yisrael are not simply dependent on our physical might or military prowess, but rather our victories are fundamentally and wholly rooted in our connection, fidelity, and love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we connect ourselves to our Father, the more we are able to reap the benefits of that relationship. So it almost feels, the Mefarshim bring this down, as the Chatzotzros is a call to battle. Yes, a call to gather, but also a call for prayer, also a call for introspection, also a call to renew our fidelity and allegiance to the Ribono Shel Olam so that we could be delivered from harm, so that we could be successful in all of our endeavors. The great tzaddik, the Shinev Rebbe, asks an interesting question, though. He says, let's contrast two different sections in the Torah which talk about war. The pasuk we just spoke about over here in Parshas Baloscha, Torah clearly says, you're going to have to go out to war against your enemies, sound the shofar, or sound the chatzotzros, the trumpets, and ultimately, again, you'll experience salvation. If you contrast that in Chumash Devarim, in Parshas Kiseitze, we also read about war. What does the Torah say? Kiseitze v'melchama alayvecha. When you will go out to war against your enemies, unisana Hashem alkecha biyadecha, Hashem will go ahead and deliver your enemies into your hands, v'shavisa shivyo, you'll take captives. Now remember, in the beginning of Parshas Kiseitze, Torah speaks about halachos of the Yifas Torah, the war bride. The war bride. And the Shinev Rebbe notes something fascinating. He says, look how different the two psukim are. In our parsha, Torah says, you're going out to war. Who are you going out to war against? Alatzar atzora, an enemy, right? An enemy who is causing you so much harm. And the Torah says, sound the chatzotzro, sound the trumpets. You'll be remembered, and then you will be saved. There's effort involved. You want salvation. Salvation is attainable. Salvation is absolutely attainable. But you're going to have to do something. On a most basic level, you have to sound the trumpets. But as we spoke about before, the sounding of the trumpets, of course, means so much more than just the physical blowing of air into a chatzotzros. Again, it sparks that tefillah. It sparks that introspection. It sparks that renewed commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then if you do that, you'll be remembered. And once you remember, you'll experience salvation. Contrast to Parshas Kiseitze in Chumash Devarim. And the Torah kind of writes it so matter-of-factly. You're going to go out to battle against your enemy. Hashem's going to deliver you victory. Hashem's going to deliver your victory, your enemies into your hands, and you'll take captives. Why does it seem so effortless in Parshas Kiseitze and Chumash Devarim, and yet it seems so that it requires so much more effort to be successful in this week's parasha, in Parshas Baloscha? And the Shinev Rebbe says something absolutely amazing. The Rebbe explains. He says, in general, whenever the Torah speaks about going out to war, and this is a concept we've spoken about many times over the years, going out to war, going out to battle, is always a metaphor for the battle that each of us wage each and every day, which is the battle against the Yetzer Hara, the battle against the evil inclination. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with these internal self-sabotaging mechanisms. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with wants, with desires, with lusts, with proclivities, and He charged us with the holy mission of fighting back against these things, of not allowing ourselves just to say, well, this is my nature, or this is my desire, this is my want, I can't fight it, it's part of me. It is part of me. It is part of me. But my job is to fight. My job is to wage battle. My job is to go to war. And as such, says the Shin of Rebbe, something amazing. That whenever you see a discussion about the Jewish army going out to war, yes, the Pashat Pshat, the simple understanding, is actually talking about war. But on a deeper, metaphorical, spiritual, Pnimius Dig level, it's talking about going out to war against the Yetzer Hara. It's not going out to war against an external enemy, but waging the ultimate battle against the internal enemies, or the internal enemy, which often seeks to destroy and to derail us. Says the Rebbe something so incredibly amazing. There are two different ways you could do battle. You could fight. You could fight an offensive battle, or you could fight a defensive battle. Let's start backwards. The defensive battle is the enemy comes to your gates. The enemy is banging on your door. Now you have no choice but to fight. It's either fight or die. Right? The enemy is right at my gates. The enemy is right at my border. Again, enemy's in my land. I have to rise up and fight. That's a defensive battle. But there's another kind of battle, says the Shin of Rebbe, and that's an offensive battle. An offensive battle says, you know what? I know who my enemies are. And maybe my enemy didn't even do anything to me yet. But I know that there's a threat. And I know that the best thing I could do is proactively address the threats before they become something significant. Let me go out, proactive battle, offensive battle. Let me take the war to the enemy, the battle to the enemy, before he shows up at my house, before he shows up in my land, before he shows up at my doorway. I want to take the battle to him. I want to wage a proactive, offensive battle, because it's always better to be on the offensive than it is to be on the defensive. By definition, a defensive war, you're already a little bit behind the eight ball. You're already a little bit of a disadvantage. But an offensive battle, again, I have the ability to think clearly. I have the ability to develop strategy. I have the ability to figure out how I want to engage the enemy and where I want to engage him. It says the Rebbe, what is true in the world of physical war is just as true in the world of spiritual war as well. We all fight this battle different, right? As the Ramchal explains in his introduction to Mesilas Yesharim, life is a battle. Life is a battle. The only variable is that sometimes, some days, the fighting is more intense, and sometimes the fighting is a little bit more subdued. But there's not a day without a battle. There's not a day without a war. There's not a day without some level of internal turmoil and conflict. But the shaila is, how do I want to fight my battles? Do I wait until my life problems become so unbearable that I have no choice but to deal with them? Do I wait until the enemy, the Yetzer Hara, the wants, the desires, the proclivities are like about to derail my life? They're there, they're at my doorstep. And now that they're at my doorstep, okay, I can't ignore it anymore. I knew the enemy was there, but I've spent days, weeks, let's be honest, years ignoring the approaching enemy. I'll ignore it, it'll go away, he'll turn around. But then one day he's literally at my doorstep seeking to derail my life. I'm at a point where again the enemy, the Yetzer Hara, has taken such control that I have no choice but to fight back or to lose myself into oblivion. You could fight your Yetzer Hara like that. That's a defensive battle. Or I could find the courage to proactively identify my weaknesses, to proactively identify my struggles, and before they become acute, and before they become spiritually life-threatening, and before they show up at my doorstep, I take the battle to the Yetzer Hara. I take the battle to my internal demons. I'm not waiting to deal with my life issues until they're staring me at the face and I have nowhere to run, so I have no choice. Flight is no longer an option, so I have to fight. I don't want to live life like that. I want to go out to battle proactively. I want to deal with my problems head on. I know that I have the Yetzer Hara. I know that I have unhealthy wants and desires and things that are ready to derail me. I don't want to wait until they blow up in my face to have to deal with it. I want to deal with it now. I want to go out to battle. I want to lead a proactive battle against the things that are holding me back and seek to derail me. Two different approaches in waging physical war. Two different approaches in waging spiritual war, says the Shin of Rebbe. Here's the difference in the psukim. If you look at Parashas Baloscha, the Torah says something absolutely amazing. The Torah writes, "V'chisavo'u milchama ba'artzichem." In Parashas Baloscha, where are you fighting the battle? Where are you fighting it? You're fighting it in your land. Parashas Baloscha, says the Shnei V'Rebbe, is dealing with a defensive battle against the Yetzer Hara. Oof. Defensive, that means the enemy is at your gates. The enemy is in your land. Ba'artzichem, v'chisavo'u milchama, the war has come. Ba'artzichem. And now suddenly, hatzar hatzor, not only are you facing an enemy, you are facing an aggressive enemy because he has entered your borders, because he is in your land, because he is showing up at your doorstep while you're fighting a defensive battle. That's a much harder war to win. So you need the chatzotzrots, you need the tefillah, you need the introspection, you need all of these different things in order to be successful. Can you be successful? Absolutely. Anytime in life you fight hard enough, you can be successful. But it is a much harder battle when the battle is at your doorstep, when it's a defensive battle. So the Shnei Rebbe, Parshas Kiseitze, what does the Torah say? Chumash Devarim? Kiseitze lemilchama aleivecha. The enemy is not coming to me. The enemy is not in my land. I'm going out to fight the battle. That's an offensive battle. And when you go ahead and you wage offensive battles against your Yetzirah, you wage offensive battles against the personalistic things that are seeking to derail you, Unisano Hashem Elokecha biyadecha, Hashem will help you to be successful. Vishavisa Shavio, you'll take captives. Taking captives means you will conquer, you will overcome, you will subdue those very things which are seeking to derail you. Two different parashios, two different battles. Parashas Baloscha, the enemy is coming to your land. Now you have no choice but to fight him. A defensive battle. Defensive battles take so much more work. Parashas Kiseitze Chumash Devarim Kiseitze LaMilchama. An offensive battle against your Yetzirah. You are going on the offensive, oh, you have so much of a heightened probability for success. And what a dramatic lesson for us. Because all too often in life, unfortunately, we take the Parshas Baloscha approach, right? And we kind of, I know that there are problems, I know that there are issues, but I don't want to deal with them. I just don't want to deal with them. So I'll either not think about them, pretend like they don't exist, or just push them to the recesses of my mind. But we all know how that story ends. V'chisavo'u milchama ba'artzichem. You could try to pretend that your weaknesses don't exist or that your problems, right, aren't really problems, but they'll come knocking on your door. The day will come when you have to deal with them. And if they're already in your land, already in your face, already banging down your door, so much more complicated. Or we can choose a different approach in life. A Parshas Kiseitze approach. An approach that says, let me be courageous enough to identify. Name the Yetzirah. Name the demons. Name the problems. Name the challenges. Name the obstacles. Let me be honest with myself about my struggles. And I know I'm not going to be able to conquer them all the time, but I'm not going to wait until they blow up. I'm not going to wait until it shows up at my doorstep. And this is not just even about my internal problems. This is about negative relationships. This is about all kinds of life problems. I'm not going to pretend that they don't exist. I'm not just going to turn a blind eye. I think they're going to go away. I'm not going to wait till they're banging on my door. Then I have to finally deal with it. I'm going to war. I'm going to battle. I'm going to take the fight to them and not allow them to bring the fight to me. I'm going to find the courage to identify the things that are really problematic. The relationships that are problematic, the character traits that are problematic, the wants, the desires that are problematic. And you know what? I'm taking the fight to them. I'm going to develop a strategy to somehow deal with these things before they blow up and seek to derail my life in its entirety. One thing is clear. We all have to wage battle each and every day. The only choice we have is it going to be a defensive battle or is it going to be an offensive battle? May we find the courage in Meretz Hashem to make the decision of a Parshas Kiseitze, a Kiseitze LeMilchama battle. May we make the wise decision to ultimately fight proper, good, holy, offensive battles of life. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the courage and give us the strength to be successful. Wishing everyone a good Erev Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.